30-year-old Lanier Gladys Geoffrey, a mother of four who sells fresh vegetables at a Juba market, says she has been living with the HIV/AIDS virus for the last 2 years. Geoffrey says since the pandemic began, she has been afraid to see her doctor for fear that she would be mistaken for having COVID-19.
During this corona outbreak, I may be having a cough or I may be having a flu. I will fear to go to the doctor. I feel like if I go to the doctor will chase me away. Now you are coughing or you are having flu, you will also infect me.
Gladys says restrictions on the number of passengers allowed in public service vehicles and a higher transport fare makes it difficult for her to travel from Juba's Neo Site neighborhood to the Juba Military Hospital for counseling or to obtain her antiretroviral drugs.
My voice to the NGOs or to the government, sometimes you may get a client who is on bad condition, cannot manage to go where he or she should get the drug. So it will be difficult for remote her. Sometimes getting money will be also difficult for transport. So if they can get a truck for us, it would have been better.
Harriet Fauzia has served as a city supervisor and pharmacist at Juba Military Hospital for nearly 13 years and has counseled dozens of people living with HIV/AIDS. Fauzia says during the pandemic, staffers have had to travel to clients' homes to provide counseling and drug refills and pay for their own transportation.
I go up to Jebel Denga, Luri, Mogiri. If somebody is sick there, you take the drug and you see the condition. Like if I were to have my own car, if the condition is bad, I will bring to the hospital for more management.
Dr. Achol Yom, deputy chairperson at the South Sudan HIV/AIDS Commission, says her institution has run out of funds and cannot support community counselors. Yom says government funds only cover employees' salaries, but partner organizations are now providing support to the South Sudan AIDS Commission.
UN agencies, they are filling the gap, but the gap is so huge. The gap is supposed to be less than maybe 3%, 5%, but not 98%, because this is what the international community is doing or funders are doing. Our budget was 21 million, most of it going to the salaries. Nearly 18 million going to salaries. Remaining how much? 3 million. 3 million doesn't do anything.
UNAIDS Country Director in South Sudan, Lord Dirty, says the agency has recorded some 200,000 people living with HIV, a figure that does not include the number of people who are unaware of their HIV status.
27% of people living with HIV know their status. Out of that number, 68% are on treatment. And out of that 68% which are on treatment, 80% are virally suppressed. However, if you take the 200,000 or so people who are HIV positive, only 18% of them are on treatment. And only 14% of those are virally suppressed.
Those who are not virally suppressed can infect others, says Darty. The government allocated 7 million South Sudanese pounds for the HIV/AIDS Commission out of this year's 208 billion South Sudanese pounds budget. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.